South African time on this beautiful Friday morning. Mubarak Friday morning. Well, it's the 6th of Muharram, 1444. Where is our beloved Ustad? Is he in Maritzburg, Haji Abu Yusuf? Is he in Umslanga? Well, we're going to ask our beloved Ustad, where is he this Friday morning, Ustad? Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our brother Riyad Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Muharram 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and verses 109 and 110. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses humanity, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. And if they, humanity, they turn away from the message and the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْ. Then you say, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ حَبِيبَنَا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْ آذَنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ سَوَاهُ. That I have announced to you, informed you, irrespective whether you are accepting or rejecting, وَإِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ مَا تُعَدُونَ. That I do not know all the finer details, whether the punishment and whatever else is going to come to you, the consequences, is it near, is it far, all those finer details, exact details, are the sole prerogative. In the knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, I conveyed the message to you, and I gave you all the signs and all the exact details, finer points, that is in the knowledge only, solely, exclusively of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah is teaching us here that we should not be deceived and say, no, I did not receive the message. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Verily Almighty Allah knows what we are pronouncing and saying loudly, or what we are concealing and we are speaking in the darkness of the night, or whether our caucus meeting, our private meetings, everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, and nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Let us go to some international news and see what's happening around the world. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, now accuses the United Nations that they are helping and supporting terrorism. You see, when the chips are down and you're losing, then you make crazy, crazy statements. Putin asked some very, very valid questions. He said, today you have placed and imposed upon us, Russia, this sanction. Why are there no sanctions upon America? They are the ones who wage an illegal war against Iraq and other places. Why are there no sanctions against France? They occupied Tunisia, Algeria, Comoros, and so many places in Africa for centuries or close to a century. And why is there no sanctions against Britain? Remember, they're guilty and accomplice of a crime as well. So the Western countries get away with murder. And who can forget the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel? Why is there no sanctions upon them? Because they're Jutlas and Jews. So remember, every question of Putin is a harami. But remember, the others are bigger, haramis with a capital B. If you don't understand harami, harami means a B with a capital B. Thereafter we come to Rishi Sunak. Rishi Sunak is bootlicking. Remember the Israelis. He said in an interview, Israel does not have apartheid. Can you believe that? I wonder how many times has he been to the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, but he wants the Jutlas and the Jews and Zionists to back him so he can become the leader. But personally, I don't think he's going to make it. Allah alone knows the best. Obviously, that is just my opinion. But you see, George Galloway, George, you should tell him, come on, let's go for a debate publicly. Then we see what will really happen. So George Galloway says that this Sunak is a multi-millionaire in pounds, not in rands, but is holding a green card of America. Now, what does that tell you? That when the chips are down, then he wants to migrate to America, or what he wants to do? Then his wife is a multi-billionaire, not millionaire. And remember that she did some offshore business, transferred money, properties, whatever, to America, so that she does not pay taxes and so forth. But he's supposed to be the Minister of Finance. He's supposed to be seeing that every citizen is paying their taxes. But in his own house, he can't control that. So what he's going to do for Britain and so forth? Personally, he will be a disaster for them. Anybody who supports India and Israel, then for human beings and humanity and Muslims, such a person definitely is a disaster. Thereafter, we come to the apartheid regime of Israel, and we see they tightening their grips on Gaza. They fear that Gaza is going to attack them, but they're supposed to be the superpower in the Middle East. And Gaza, 15 years under siege, but they're so scared of them. Therefore, I tell you, the Israelis and those who support Israelis, 100% haramis, remember that. And you must remember that they fear death like you can't believe. And Muslim is prepared to die with death. Similarly, they're so frightened, maybe that side. Lebanon might attack them because they want to steal the water and so forth. So everywhere they just want to steal and occupy and so forth. But then our beloved country, see last night, we were there in Masjid Mahmoud in Clare Estate. Our brothers, Maulana Badat, the two of them, Brother Junaid Kuvadia and others. So as soon as my turn came to lecture, and then ANC and no current took place, and I couldn't see them, they couldn't see me, and we were in parda and in hijab. That, but the message went out, alhamdulillah, that it went out on all three stations. So hada min fadli rabbi, we must take the message in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night. And I'm sitting here also in Umslanga, and right here outside on the street. So wherever we are, we will take the message of the messenger of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Chapter 14, verse 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Inshallah, today 11:30, we will cross over to Makkah Mukarramah. Sheikh Shureen will render the khutbah. 12:10 is the azan day in the Sufi Masjid Lennon Road, where Hafiz Uwais Sufi is. So we will be there by 12:10, inshallah al-Aziz, and 12:20 or so the lecture will start in the Sufi Masjid, and thereafter inshallah will be the tafsir and so forth, 1:30 to 2. So and tonight inshallah we will be at Avondale Musalla, where our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group are. Jamaat day is 7:15. So make dua, Almighty Allah makes all the programs easy and accepted from all of us. Everything is fine. The weather is fine. Everything is good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Is Ustad in Maritzburg or Umslanga, Ustad?
Umslanga, Noor, all the Noor is here. I see somebody's car is parked here also near me. So anyway, wherever you just see, you see the number plates are showing Noor, N-U-R, Natal, Umslanga, Rocks, you see. So that's the radiance, effulgence here, and then the ocean here, mashallah.
Ustad, is the hadith authentic that says a person speaking during the time of Adhan will not be able to read the Shahada at his death? A river sister, Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم authentic حديث المسلم شريف. إذا أذن المؤذن, when the مؤذن the caller to prayer renders the أذان the call, then you, what must you do? فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ. You, the listener, should repeat the same words. Only حَيَّا عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّا عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. There you will say لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And when the مُؤَذِّن is finished, then ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّا. Thereafter read salawat, durood sharif upon me, and the other du'as you read. So that is what we're supposed to do. However, if a person is talking and so forth, to say he will not be able to read the kalima at the time of death, remember, is not authentic. Not authentic.
Ustaz, Brother Yaqub says that why is our government not implementing tough laws and order in our beautiful country so there will be peace and order? Everything looks dear makar, Brother Yaqub Ustad.
Yes, if you don't understand dear makar, so it means everything is mixed up, confused, and they're blowing their own fuses as well. If they're going to have law and order, then who will the first people to go to the prison? Who will be the first people to go to jail? The ministers themselves, half of them are involved in some wheeling, dealing business and some unsavory deals and transactions. So therefore, we must remember that South Africa, you can never rid the country of corruption, because they want to look for the small, small fish, the sardines they look for. We must get the big, big fish. So then only things will come right. So nevertheless, pray for our beloved country on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and the entire human world, country, all the humanity and all the countries. All might Allah bring about justice. All might Allah brings about peace. But we must ask ourselves, how much are we contributing towards justice and peace, or are we contributing towards corruption and more confusion and dear makar and mix-up?
Ustaz, I'm not understanding the question. It says, Mufti Sahab, due to traveling in Ramadan, I missed the entire fasting. Will I get the same reward for keeping my Ramadan fast for this entire Muharram as I am fasting the 10 days? And also, do I fast the 29 or 30 days if Ramadan was 29 days? Ustaz?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Which means that if a person during the month of Ramadan, our fasting month, where fasting is mandatory, compulsory, that person was traveling, or that person was ill and sick, then the other 11 months, you must make the qadha of it. So if you were traveling during the month of Ramadan, 1443, we are now in 1444, obviously. So if the traveling of yours was permissible, and really you had a valid excuse, then you keep the qadha of it for the whole month, so then you will be rewarded the maximum, optimum reward. If your journey was for haram purposes and so forth, then obviously you will not receive the maximum, optimum reward. Now you are fasting in Muharram, so you must remember and take cognizance of the following. You must make intention at night. At night means after Maghrib, after Isha, Sehri time, Suhoor time, pre-dawn meal you have, and that is 3, 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, for example, here in Durban. So all that will be fine. So that is your intention already. And then you made intention for qaza only. You don't say qaza and Muharram. That is not permissible. So you fast the whole of Muharram, 29 days, 30 days, whatever the case is. So then your qaza will be valid, provided that you made intention at night and you made intention for qaza only, not multiple intentions.
Who said, Brother Colin says here, morning to you, sir. I know you always speak bad about Putin. And of course, he says here, Putin is more Muslim than our Saudi Muslims. Invite him to Islam. Brother Colin, Ustad. Sorry if I offended you, Ustad.
No offense. I always told you non-Muslims, please, you must ask whatever is in your heart and never apologize. Because that's why we have opened this forum for you. Yesterday in Marisburg, I was telling Maulana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, Maulana Ahmed Mota, mashallah, he was our imam day in Heidelberg and teacher for 6 years in the 80s, that we invite the non-Muslims to pose their questions and please don't apologize. So my brother Colin, I don't speak bad of Putin. I normally praise him. But if he does wrong, then we condemn him also. And we say he's a harami also, because we know what he did in Chechnya and all these places as well. But that you are 100% correct. You must remember, he is a better example for humanity compared to the Saudi crown prince and so forth. Those are the people who are selling out Islam, bootlicking the Israelis, bootlicking the Americans, and Putin is saying there must be a change in the world order, and that's already happening. America have burned their fingers with Russia, they have burned their fingers with China, they have burned their fingers with so many other countries as well. So now you see there's a new bloc that is being established, whether it's BRICS or others and so forth. So 100% remember that Putin's contribution nowadays towards Islam or Muslim, that will be much more appreciated compared to the shaitan and the person MBS, Murtad bin Satan, and he is a disgrace to Islam and the Muslims. We are 100% on the same page regarding that issue there. Yes, we will pray for everybody and Almighty Allah guide them to the right path and so forth. But what's happening currently means that we have to speak the truth.
Somebody is saying, Ustad, explain the acceptance of a misyar marriage, Ustad.
Remember that you asked the Kufar Shia Khomeini writes in his book, which I have, Tawdihul Masail, that you can make mut'ah, prostitution, for 1 hour. I have the book myself at home. And we challenge anybody who is pro-Khomeini or pro-Shia if I am quoting him incorrectly. So you get some people, they say, no, like that, how they have the mut'ah, prostitution. So they want to have the misyar. Misyar means you want to make life easy. So the boy gets married to the girl. He lives in his house. She lives there by her parents or her family. And then he'll go there once a week, once a month, and then he will do his job and then come back and so forth. So that is the agreement they reach. So all this is condemned in Islam. It's not permissible. So how muta is haram, so misyar also is haram. And we don't agree with whoever says it's permissible. You will find the Salafi scholars, majority of them, they'll tell you it's permissible. They are crazy also. They're Muslim, but they pass some real crazy fatwas. They will tell you three talaqs are not three, but is one. But the hadith in Bukhari Sharif teaches us three is three. They will tell you Taraweeh is not 20 rakats, but 8 rakats or 10 rakats. But the hadith teaches us, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin, that you must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided Khulafa and the successors of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. They will tell you you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased, but the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum darawi, reporter is Ma'akil bin Yasar, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood ibn Majah. They confuse these people today. Salafis, majority of them, they confuse and they're blowing their own fuses.
Ustad, I've got your brother Wayne. He says that AKA Google has made Islam so easy, but warning to Muslims, it's a trap. Your Quran is changing. I stand for the real Quran before it's too late. Wayne, Ustad.
Wayne, when we were young, you know, there was one guy, John Wayne, so you must remember that. So now your name is Wayne. Wayne, it's not Google only who tried to change the Quran, or governments, organizations. So many people tried during the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and subsequently, until today, the Jutlas and Jews, Americans and others, are trying to bring about additional addition, omission, interpolation. So Wayne, write down this reference, my brother Wayne. Chapter 15 of the Noble Quran, verse number 9. Chapter 15, 1-5 and verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Verily that we have revealed this Quran Sharif, the reminder, gradually, piecemeal, and all the other previous scriptures were revealed one shot. So Nazzalna is the key there to show you that this verse can only be applicable to the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, and sovereignty. We have revealed this reminder piecemeal gradually. Wa inna lahu, and again the royal pronoun, lahu lahafidun, that we are the ones who protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission, and no interpolation. I don't know, Wayne, if you studied any history. Do you know when the British were in India and they were the ones who would burn the Quran, the noble Quran? So the ulama and Muslim scholars who tell them that you burn in the Quran, how will you expunge it and remove it from our hearts? We are the only people in the entire planet in the world, not one, 2 millions of people, male, female, adult children, majority non-Arabs. We have by hearted the entire Quran Sharif. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, the grace of Allah, hada min fadli rabbi. So that is how Almighty Allah made divine arrangements that the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, will always be protected and preserved, whether you got Apple or you got Google or you got banana or you got monkeypox or donkeypox. Remember that the Quran Sharif Wayne will always be protected and preserved. And you must also remember it is the most memorized book in the world, and we challenge anyone from the Christian faith, Jewish faith, Hindu faith, a Buddhist faith, bring us your scripture, the original one, and read it from cover to cover by heart. They cannot produce one single person. So the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the greatest miracle was, is, will always be the noble Quran.
Ustad, brother Bobby, he says AK is taking part in a national strike permissible as government exploits citizens. Ustad,
remember in Islam we are not in favor of all these type of issues here. In Islam, my brother Bob, you must not rob the people or the government. So Islam will give guidelines to the employer and give guidelines to the employee. So remember, our problem today and the world's problem today is secularism, is democracy and capitalism. When you study governments around the world, they want me and you to pay more and more. And in return, they will give us less and less. You see, South Africa, every month we are paying more and more. So whether it is the petrol or whether it is the food prices or whether it's electricity or whether it's water, you work it out and see. And see in the world also. Why? Because capitalism works on demand, supply and demand. And the lifeline of it is interest. And you must remember, democracy is there to fool the masses and the people and so forth. People are gullible. America has declared monkeypox is there, a national emergency. Now, they're supposed to be the leading country in the world, but making the people monkeys with the monkey pox, and next one they'll make them donkeys with the donkey pox. So that is what people do. You must remember, they fool the public. Third one, that now you're going to strike and so forth. You know what the government will tell you. No pay, no work, no pay. So who's going to suffer end of the day? And then you see when people strike, what happens? There's mayhem, there's chaos. You know what happened in Tembisa. The whole municipality building, they burned. They torched the cars and so forth and so on. So your complaints are valid. 100% the government is useless, hopeless, impotent, and useless, they're not giving service delivery. But how can we justify going to burn schools, burn hospitals, burn buildings, burn cars of innocent people or other people, civilians. So obviously, when you speak of strike today, then it leads to so many unintended consequences. So therefore, Islam will not approve of that. Islam teaches us that you, the employer, you must be sympathetic to the employee. When the Master, alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, is bidding farewell to this ummah, what did he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say as farewell advice? As-salah, as-salah, guard your prayer, guard your prayer. Whether you in Safar or Hadar, whether you are at home or you are traveling, whether you are on the train or the plane, in this day it means that. And wa ma malakat imanukum, and over whom you have authority, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, whether it is, remember our employees, that we must try and help them to the best of our ability and capacity.
I see Mr. Bishop says that he is still considering accepting the faith of Islam. My family says maybe we should give it a try to accept your faith, because currently everything is going wrong in my life, in my family. Ustad, Mr. Bishop.
Mr. Bishop, Islam does not mean that we want to try the puddings or we want to try the beans and so forth. No. Chapter 49, verse 15, Mr. Bishop and family, open the noble Quran. You go to Google, go to Quran made easy, and by Mufti Afzal Hussain, Allah Jalla Wala, Grand Mufti Afzal Hussain, Jannatul Firdaus, paradise, and wonderful work he did. So Quran made easy, and you go to chain, refer to chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, the apartments, verse 15. Who is the true believer? Innamal mu'minun alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi. Only those people are true believers who believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who believe in Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thereafter, lam yartabu, they don't have any skepticism, any doubt. So Islam means eliminating all forms of doubt, and remember that is the skepticism. Then to protect, preserve, increase, enhance this faith and conviction, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they strive in the path of Allah with their wealth, with their persons. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, those are the truthful ones. Chapter 49, verse 15. So my brother, Mr. Bishop and family, Islam is a definite commitment. Not we want to try and then we want to say this, then somebody comes and say, we will pay you wages, we will give you perks, we will leave Islam. No, we must say our commitment to Islam is 100%. We will not become scholars for dollars. There is no shortage of that in all religions nowadays. So my brother Bishop, my message to you heart to heart is, if you want to embrace Islam, embrace Islam, all the articles of faith, from the bottom of your heart, from the inner recesses of your heart, then you become a committed Muslim. Not we trying this dish and like a connoisseur. That is not Islam, my brother Bishop.
Let's go to Aman Zimtoti, Ustad. A friend of mine worshipped six idols, each of which was created with a different purpose. I asked him this question, Ustad: how much does each of your gods cost to make? I said, we have one God who is priceless, who created men, who made your cheap gods. After pondering, Mufti Sahab, he accepted Islam. Now he keeps Merka Sahaba on all day. Keep up the good work. Merka Sahaba from Aman Zimtoti, Ustad.
MashaAllah, that's good news. So remember that when people are worshipping idols and so forth, you must just ask them that when the bird urinates or defecates on that idol, can that idol even help itself and remove that urine or that excreta and what have you? It can't help itself. How is it going to help anybody else? So therefore, remember, we need to stimulate the minds of people. So well done there. And now you're listening to us. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward you. Reward all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar. Reward the Capital Group. That mashallah, people nationally, locally, internationally are listening, and some are changing for the better, embracing Islam. Our brother, mashallah, Hafiz, is here to pick me up, so let me jump in the car and we're going now and make dua for Hafiz's father. Also, Allah Jalla wa Allah grant him complete shifa.
Ameen. Ustad, brother Jonah, he says that on a serious note, do you guys think that you guys, Sister Afia, will be freed? Jonah, Ustad.
Remember, for us, Brother Jonah, you know that you must ask yourself this question. Do you think Israel will be free? When my sister, Dr. Afia, passes away in the hellhole day in Israel, in day in America, remember, she will wake up as a shahida, as a martyr, and so many people will be inspired with her and are being inspired with her. So the question rather we should ask, my Brother Jonah, is will Israel be free? You know you are scared of your own shadow, so everywhere you've got your guards, you've got your plainclothes policemen, they must follow this one, put this camera here, and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught us in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, that the Jutlas and the Jews will never be the chosen people, they will always be the cursed people and punished, and therefore remember that every day there's something going on. Allah is humiliating them. So rather worry about that. And Dr. Afia, Allah Jalla Wala has granted her honor and distinction much more than all the presidents of America put together.
Ustad, somebody says Muharram is a very sacred month. Can somebody fast the entire month like Ramadan, Ustad?
The Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 9, Chapter 9, Verse 36, Minha Arba'atun Hurum, there are 12 lunar months. From the 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram are 3 consecutive months, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and the month of Rajab. So the entire month is sacred. Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Afdalus Siyam Ba'da Ramadan is Shahrullah al-Muharram, the best fast to keep after the mandatory compulsory fast of Ramadan is the month of Almighty Allah, which is Muharram. However, we must take cognizance of the fact that, remember, if people have qaza fast outstanding, then they must keep qaza only and then worry about Muharram fast and others. But if you're up to date and you fast the whole month, entire month, then excellent it is. Okay, inshallah, we are here now. So let me just announce 11:30, Sheikh Shuraim, inshallah, will translate the khutbah. And 12:10, the adhan at the Sufi Masjid, Tenon Road, inshallah. And thereafter, we will be there for Jummah, for the lecture, and so forth. And tonight, inshallah, at the Avondale Musalla, and the Al-Jamaat Day is 7:15. So all these programs will be live, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.